Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, April 23rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, attempts to fracture the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq have led to insurgents targeting foreigners, including aid workers and missionaries. World Bible Translation Center's Roger Massey explains that's why they're working with the indigenous church in a 2,000-copy scripture distribution partnership.
When ministries are establishing very good, healthy working relationships with community leaders, the Iraqis themselves vouch for and cover workers that are there. The more dug in they get, they find that that's where their security is coming from.
Massey urges prayer for safety and open hearts. Next, millions of people are suffering from HIV/AIDS around the world. It's especially problematic in Africa, where 10 people are infected by the virus every minute. That's why the work of Food for the Hungry is so important. FHI's Steve Langa is working with young people in Uganda.
Most of the programs that are available just deal with the symptoms, but we deal with what I call behavior change. We don't just provide, you know, the food or the clothing, but we have a comprehensive, holistic approach where we take care of their spiritual welfare as well.
And it was a horrific start to the Bengali New Year as a tornado ripped through northern Bangladesh last week. The storm devastated 15 villages. World Vision shared the love of Christ by responding and distributing food and non-food items to some 415 families that were affected. A rehabilitation program is now being developed to follow up on relief efforts to help the people who lost buildings as well as livestock and crops. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at our website, missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.